If you want to go back and actually watch module 1, video 4, Find Your Personal Why, in that video, I tell the story of the bunny and the lion. And in that story, I talk about the way in which the lion is the heart and the bunny is the mind, and that the bunny sometimes tricks the heart. And so that's an important story. And what I want to do now is introduce you to two different practices. By the way, the heart in that story is a lion because it's the seat of your courage. It's also the one that leads. It's the king that sits on the throne of your life that gives you your guidance, your intuition, and your best decisions. And so that center of intelligence, which I've talked about many times, is the source of where you will find that crystal ball. It will give you guidance that your mind could never dream of giving you, that your mind couldn't anticipate. And so the heart is a great place to go. A lot of people are afraid of it. A lot of people don't understand it. But I'm going to show you just two very, very simple practices that will help you make really good decisions, because the heart is actually a very simple place. And it is somehow connected with something that can show you the world in a new way. Now, I want to just tell you a brief story. Before I learned how to do this, when I had to make a big decision, at one point I was leaving a smaller church I was the pastor of, and I was trying to make a decision about leaving that church, which I loved the people. I was having a great time. I felt like we were just on the verge of some really amazing changes, and I was given the opportunity and invited to come and join a much bigger church in a totally different part of the country, which I really wasn't that thrilled about, but I was kind of stuck. And I went through so many different processes. I engaged mentors. I talked to so many different people. I tried to do everything I could to figure out what decision would I make, and I felt terribly stuck. I even ran a process known as a clearness committee, which is a very powerful process. I don't teach in this, but very useful. But the problem was that I was doing all this because I was completely out of touch with my own guidance system. And when I learned to get in touch with my own guidance, that whole process was condensed from months down to seconds. And now today, just recently, I had to make a decision about a particular job I was going to take, and I used one of these processes, and I knew instantly, and I followed it. And I've been doing this for years, and every time I follow it and just trust the next step, I don't have to trust everything or know everything. I just have to have that lantern for that next step. What I found is my life turns into flow rather than effort. And so that's what's possible, and that's what why I want to show you two very simple techniques to help you get in touch with your guidance and make really good decisions. So here's the first one. I call it the consult the king technique. Here it is, and I call it the king because the king is the heart, right? It's sitting on the center, the throne of your own life, and this is where you go for guidance. So consult the king consists of these elements. Step one in the consult the king process is pretty straightforward. It's just get grounded. Here's what I mean by get grounded. It doesn't take long at all. Take a few deep breaths. That's it. Just kind of get yourself centered. See if you can relax a little bit. Take a few nice deep breaths. So that's the first one. Get grounded. Second step in the process, bring your awareness to your heart. So there's a couple of ways to do this. And one is you can literally just touch your heart. You could put your hand over your heart, feel the warmth of your heart. Some people find it easier if you actually just begin to stroke this part of your chest a little bit, just to allow your sensation, your awareness of sensation, to bring your attention to that part of your body. So that's the next step. Now, as you do this, close your eyes. You've taken a few deep breaths. You've now brought your attention to the heart. Close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, begin step three, which is to focus on something you appreciate. This may seem strange, but what we're driving at right now is trying to help us elevate the frequency of our own life, our self, our heart. We're trying to elevate our emotional state. That elevated emotional state is actually a critical ingredient to making better decisions, to connecting with your guidance. When we are in a desperate state, a stressed out state, it's literally like adding static and white noise that will drown out the heart, the one voice, the voice that you want to listen to, which tends to be quite still and quite subtle. And so by focusing on what you appreciate, literally bring into your awareness a person you love, a child, a spouse. Make sure that there's not a lot of friction in that relationship. You know, someone you really appreciate. It could be a family member. It could be something you own. It could be the sky. It could be the weather. Anything that brings about a feeling of appreciation. Hold that feeling while your eyes are closed, bringing your awareness to that heart, focusing on that appreciation just for a minute. Just hold that appreciation for about a minute. And then move to step four, which is ask your heart a simple question. Could be a yes or no question. Should I do this or not? You're looking for the highest guidance possible. Should I do this or not? Is this right or not? And what you'll get is a fairly immediate response, and that's the next step. Step five is speak your answer immediately. So this is really important. Don't spend a lot of time waiting, because that's when the mind, the bunny rabbit, gets involved and starts playing tricks. So you want to make sure you go pretty quickly. From once you're in that appreciative state, once you're really sensing and connected to your heart, then you just simply ask the question, should I do this? Is this way better than that way? And the heart will respond pretty immediately. My encouragement to you is to speak it immediately and speak it out loud. Actually hear your voice say it. Because there is a weird thing that happens. You can actually feel some confirmation when you hear your own voice. So if the answer is yes, trust it. If the answer is no, trust it. Sometimes the answer will be not yet. Sometimes the answer will come as an image. That image may not immediately make sense to you, but note it, remember it. Sometimes it comes as a feeling of elation or a feeling of fear. Either way is fine. Just begin to use that as your guidance. Don't worry if you didn't get the whole plan laid out in front of you. You're not supposed to get the whole plan. You're just supposed to get the next step. That's it. So that is the Consult a King process. As you get good at this process, it goes really fast. You don't have to do this quite as often. In fact, pretty quickly, you'll be tuned in such a way that your heart will let you know moment by moment whether this is the right thing to do or that's the right thing to do. And this is where life becomes about flow. You move from efforting to allowing. You begin to experience the joy of ongoing, regular, real-time guidance that routes you through your life. And so that's what's possible. That's the practice that I encourage you to use. Now, that's one, okay? I'm going to show you another one, which I just call Follow Your Joy. And here's how Follow Your Joy works. It's five steps, just like the last one, and here are the five steps. First step is this. Find what interests you next. So here's what I mean. I want you to shrink this issue way down to small things that don't have big consequences. You see, the bigger the consequences and the more irreversible the decision you're making is, the more stress, white noise, and static is introduced that prevents you from hearing your heart. And so when you do this process, what you're looking for is something small. You know, just in the next 2 hours, what interests me most next? Now, you might feel you have lots of responsibility, lots of obligation, lots of things you have to do that you don't feel like doing. So I want you to experiment with this. Try ignoring the things you don't want to do. Focus only on what interests you next. And if it seems like it's irresponsible or it's delaying something or it's procrastinating, it's okay. When you're dealing with small things, nothing is really at stake. Trust it. I promise you, something is guiding you. Your heart is giving you information. It guides you through your interest, through your passion, through your excitement. Trust that excitement and passion. It's giving you information that the mind, the bunny rabbit, will try to distract you from. But this is the truest path for you. So pay attention to what excites you next and then follow it. Now, few caveats. Make sure it's A, something that's within your power, and make sure it doesn't harm yourself or others. Now, I didn't say it can't hurt yourself and others. Sometimes the emotions of others are going to hurt people. Whether you should or shouldn't is a different matter. But harm. Make sure you're not doing harm to yourself or others or relationships. So is it in your power? Is it doing harm? If it's within your power and it's not doing harm, follow it. Follow whatever it is. Trust it completely. Don't worry about it. Okay? And then that leads to the third step, which is have no expectation of the outcomes. My experience of guidance is that it is endlessly surprising. I could not have orchestrated any of the things that have happened in my life in the last 3 years. If I had planned them or plotted them or guided them, none of it would have happened if I had tried to plan way out in advance and understood and expected and predicted everything that was going to happen. None of it. It is endlessly surprising. Your heart will guide you in a way that you cannot anticipate or expect. So detach yourself of all outcomes when you do this next practice, this next process, right? So find out what interests you, follow it, have no expectation of the outcomes. Then move to step four. Stop when the interest fades. So literally, right now I just feel like, I want to watch a movie, even though it's the middle of the day and I shouldn't be and I've got all this work to do. Follow it. Start watching the movie. Pick the movie you wanted to watch. Start watching it. Watch it until the interest fades. Somewhere down the road, you might go, I'm kind of bored now. I don't want to watch this anymore. Stop it in the middle immediately and figure out what it feels like next. Next, it feels like I want a snack. Go get a snack. After that, it feels like I want to go exercise. Instead of going and saying, I'm going to do a 5-mile run, run for as long as it's interesting. And once you lose interest, stop and head back. And so this is what I mean. You're dialing yourself in. You're tuning yourself. The muscles in your being, you're tuning them to listen for that guidance of passion, interest, and excitement. Now, it doesn't have to be epic ecstasy. It can just be, I'm mildly curious about this. This is sort of interesting next. You don't have to worry about if this is your lifelong calling. Just, is this sort of more interesting than the next thing? That's all you're looking for, and it'll start to tune you to your joy. That is your most powerful kind of guidance. And then step five in this process is to repeat steps 1 through 4. So keep following what you're interested in. Notice what you're interested in. Follow what you're interested in. Have no expectation of the outcomes. Follow it until it completes. Repeat the steps. So those are the two different practices that I'm going to encourage you to try if you're dealing with individual decisions, decisions that you know you need to make that are fully, wholly your responsibility. And by the way, when you get good at these practices and you start to apply it to bigger issues, issues that might have much bigger consequences, where there's a lot more at stake, where things are even irreversible, your fear will subside and you will begin to make those decisions much more effortlessly because there's so much evidence that things led you in the right direction. That is what happened to me. I know it can happen for you. My life is now evidence of being endlessly supported by some kind of guidance that I know emanates from within my own heart, and I know it emanates in your heart too. You can spiritualize this if you want. You can turn it into science and physics if you want. There actually is science and physics around this. The frequency of the heart has a certain number that actually creates new experiences. I won't get into all that. I'm not interested in teaching that. I just want you to think about these two practices and start to experiment with them. Just play with them. Deploy them in your life and see what happens. Test them.